I'd like to ask you about something kind of involved, if that's okay. Maybe you can act as teacher for me and educate me about some fundamental ideas here. The idea of 12th dimensional levels to everything, and we're at the third level and you're at the 12th level.
Correct.
Dimensional level. I've always wanted to know, what's on the first and second levels?
Uncognitive thinking, like trees, rocks, things like that.
So what would be the first level and what would be the second level?
Different kind of trees and rocks. The third level starts cognitive thinking.
Okay, the first level, would that be non-thought at all?
Correct.
So that would be more molecular consciousness?
Correct, correct.
And because even rocks and, on your level, rocks and trees and things, they all have consciousness.
Correct.
But it's not cognitive?
Up here it is, yes.
Oh, up there it is, but down here it is not.
Correct.
Now, on the third dimension, we can see all there is on the second and the first dimension. On the fourth dimension, can they see what's on the third dimension?
Of course. They can always look down.
But look down. But like my friend Julie, she's in a place where I don't think she can see our dimension, unless she focuses
not
on
yet,
it.
Because she's still in life for view purposes.
So what is she seeing? A different world?
She's seeing through a different dimension.
She's in the fourth level?
Correct.
And in the upper parts of that, maybe, you can create pockets where it's kind of a self-contained world?
Yes.
Are those created for the purpose of helping these migrating souls, to help them adjust, or are they always there anyway?
Well, it's both. It's both, because they need to adjust, but it's also there to make do.
Now, how about the fifth dimension? Do humans get up to the fifth dimension?
Sometimes, yes. That's a collective.
That's populated by highly evolved humans who have ascended beyond...
No, it's mostly others. It's mostly beings.
Of all different kinds.
Correct.
Can humans ascend up to that level?
Yes.
Is that when a human is done learning all their lessons from third dimensional lives? Do they ascend up to the fourth dimension or up to the fifth dimension?
Usually the fourth.
And what do they do from there?
Well, then they have their life review, and then they stay, and then they go back to Earth, or they move into the universe.
Or they move into the universe.
Yes.
What's moving into the universe?
It's going back to their higher self, and then the universe places them into a different position that best suits them. But most beings go back to Earth because they have to still learn.
For the successful beings, what's their tract?
Then they go into the universe.
And is that different than going up to the fifth dimension?
Well, it could be the same, but it could be different as well. It's where the universe places them.
Does the universe do it through a council of some sort?
Yes.
Of other very highly placed beings who know how to interpret the universe's wishes?
Correct. The universe is like a machine, so it has everything living within it.
And these higher beings act as instruments of this higher machine?
Correct.
And the fifth dimension, is that as high as humans can go?
No, they can go up to the seventh.
Seventh?
Yes. But it's rare.
It's rare.
Yes.
And
Solim is here. Hold on.